credit card receipts versus this kind of bill me or writing checks. Whereas a credit card, yes, it does cost us on the front end in terms of the fees, but it does give us really a real time fulfillment as the money is received during the transaction, and we don't have to sit back and wait. So those are some of the things there. We did record the meeting. So I'm offering to anybody who would like to receive an audio recording of the meeting, let me know, and I'll gladly distribute that for you. I'll take any questions at this time.
Okay. Vanessa, I see your hand.
Yeah, Kamel, thank you so much for such a great report. Question, the budget that you're discussing, I know the last budget was quite late because if I'm remembering correctly, the information was not obtained from management. So we're not talking about we're talking about a new budget, I presume, correct?
Yes, this is the fiscal 24. So this is the budget that runs October 1, 2023 through September 30, 2024.
Okay, October 1. Okay, so October 20. Okay, so was it due?
Well, I mean, is it, you asking me when was the deadline given or when?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there really wasn't a specific deadline that came down. The National Finance Committee has really been working, with the treasurers, with the general managers, with the executive director, trying to kind of nail down a timeline. Things were thrown out and, I will say loosely agreed upon, but nothing firmly in writing. So basically at this point, all of the stations are being asked, to review and get a budget in ASAP. There is no specific date that I've heard in terms of when the budget is due, but clearly we're already within the first month of this fiscal year. So it does really implore us that we get this budget done sooner rather than later. And that's one of the things before I finish my report that I would like to bring to this board, that we have an interim meeting, before the next LSB to review the draft budget in full, go through it line by line, so we fully understand what's in the budget and what we're actually agreeing to in terms of sending it up to the National Finance Committee. So we need to do that.
Okay, thank you so much. And then the other question I wanted to ask, you said that some engineering consultant positions are being made permanent. Is that correct?
I'm reporting what the general manager reported to me, to the committee, yes.
Okay, so do you know, given that the information is coming secondhand, do you know what the financial implication is? Will the station be saving money? Will the station be spending more money? Is there anything that you can add, any detail you can add about that, if you're aware?
Madam Chairman,
somebody's talking.
Yes, I said the time for this segment is completed.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
He was answering the question.
Kamel, you got a minute. Okay.
Yeah. So the financial impact traditionally, when you move somebody, from the consultant into a, full-time staff position, technically there should be some savings there. In and around consulting, usually if the consultant is a professional, they're usually charging an average hourly rate that's much, much higher than you would have as a staff. There are some benefits in and around the staff that add to that hourly rate. But in my professional experience, traditionally the consultant costs and their average hourly rate exceeds that which would be a staff member. So you would expect to be some savings, depending on what the average hourly rate is currently with those positions.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you, Kamel.
And, not a problem.
Renera, you're muted.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay, we'll now move on to the PNB report. Julie.
Yeah, thanks. So basically I'm reporting on, middle of October meeting and then the early November meeting. So in October, we heard a report from the National Election Supervisor on the elections that were just concluded. The executive director is also putting together a board handbook to be able to, so there are directors who are on the PMB and there are delegates who are on the LSB. So there will be some material that's pitched at both of those groups. I don't know whether it will be two separate books or just, you know, one book and there's a section for each. But at any rate, Stephanie's putting together a board handbook. So look forward to that. One of the things that will be true is that, they're going to ask all delegates to go through sexual harassment training within 90 days of coming on to the board. And so Stephanie will be following up with people on that, but I just kind of want to put that out there so that people can think about it and try and plan for it. Having the board have that kind of training is a CPB requirement. We did hear that we're not getting CPB funding for FY24. The other couple of points that I was going to make were really sort of things that came out of questions that people asked. So there's been a lot of talk about the insurance. And so the point I wanted to make there was that's the importance of us paying central services to the national office because that's what covers things like liability insurance. There were a couple of questions about the investigation. I apologize. It's not completed yet. But I do this as a volunteer and being the PMB chair, you know, it's kind of like having a second full-time job and my own day job is, you know, not just 40 hours a week. So I apologize. It's not that we haven't forgotten about it. It's just, you know, there's just a lot of balls in the air right now. But we're trying to get to it as quickly as possible. There were some questions about non-delegates on committees. And I wanted to point out, and this came up in the relocation committee. So I wanted to point out that, people cannot be voting members of LSB committees that have to do with, you know, basically financial and personnel type matters. Per a motion of the PNB, and it applies, it wasn't something that was about the relocation committee. It applies to all LSB committees, right? It doesn't mean that there can't be people from the public who aren't delegates, it doesn't mean that they can't volunteer their services to the committee. It just means they can't be voting members of the relocation committee. And the idea there is that, you know, you want people who have to come to meetings and have to keep abreast of what's going on to be people who are voting on important matters like that. And then just regarding 1990 K Street, yes, we signed a lease. Yes, it's through the end of December. We do have to pay the rent. I mean, there's not a, you know, if we break the lease or if we would move before December of 2024, we would still have to pay rent at K Street. You know, I can only imagine that the one way we'd get out of it is if it turned out that the folks who own 1990 K Street decided to, that if we were one of the last tenants to leave and they decided to start the renovation earlier, you know, they might let us out of the lease early. But, you know, it takes a long time to find a new home, especially if there has to be some, work done in terms of a build out. And so that's why the relocation committee needs to start now. I feel like there was one other thing I was going to say that was kind of in response to people's questions, but that's my report. I don't know if, Sue, Donna or Vanessa want to add anything.
This is Vanessa. I don't have anything to add to Julie's report.
Okay. I see, Ron's hands up and I see Dennis hands up as well. Let's see here. Let's see Ron, Dennis, and I see Eric's hands up. Okay. You guys have 2 minutes each. and Thomas, keep us honest. But, okay, how much time do we have, Thomas?
Actually, you got about 7 seconds left in this segment.
Okay. Let's see something here.
I gave you 5.
you gave me 5. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I need the approval of the board that we give maybe 5 minutes more to this report. Do I have an okay to extend it by 5 minutes?
If there are objections.
Okay.
I move that we extend for 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and extend. And please remember, 5 minutes only, people, please. All right. Ron, Dennis, Eric, and then I see Adele.
Okay. You ready for me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Julie, one quick question. The network finances, has there been any discussion or plan or, you know, ideas coming out of the national office about the current straits that the network is in? Is there, you know, once again, are there any ideas being floated out there? Any plans afoot? Thank you.
I mean, I would say that, you know, the executive director probably spends, you know, a good 75% of her time on that very issue. You know, in terms of specifics, there's not a lot I can go into in open session, but yes.
Dennis?
Okay. Hi, Julie. I do not want to begin this conversation now, but I just want to ask simply whether it has ever come up at the PNB level, a question of whether Pacifica as a network dedicated to pacifism should seek CPB funds.
The specific question of whether we should seek CPB funds, I mean, I think that, let me put it this way. In terms of financial help it would bring to us, it would be a tremendous boost to the foundation. There are some people who think it's impolitic to take government money. I don't know precisely the reasons the CPB doesn't, you know, like, for example, they give grants to stations, and WPFW would be eligible for this, you know, because we serve a largely minority audience, that's part of the reason why we would get some money. So, you know, that, I mean, to me, that doesn't seem improper. But I don't think, we've specifically thought about not taking CPB money, as a function of it somehow being, not consistent with the Pacifica Foundation mission.
Thank you.
Eric, was your hand up, or did you take it down?
Yeah, no, I had it. I just was going to say, Julie, thank you for that explanation about the lease. I thought it should have been somewhat obvious. This is what I was asking 5 minutes earlier, and it's still unclear to me what the purpose or function of the relocation group is. But nonetheless, thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Just come to the meeting, Eric. Take some time, dial in, come to the meeting.
We're going to move on. The next, let's see here, Development Committee, please.
I'm coming. Thank you, Minerva, and thank you, everyone, for your patience through this meeting. Oh, my gosh. The Development Committee did not meet for October, and they will not meet for November. Ellen, I will send you that. And nor will we meet for December. We're sort of on a hiatus right now because there's nothing much to do. We don't have any fundraising events coming up that we know of or that we have been invited to. So, we are not, participating. I did finally receive, refrigerator magnets. Thanks to my LSB member, Bill Curtis, the community printing after, having an order in since July still has not provided an order for me. And, if you're using them, don't, because they are not, a reliable printer.
Irene, can you hear me?
With us, Irene? Did you mute yourself?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I probably did. I'm sorry. I finally received the, refrigerator magnets, which are, which I have on hand. There were a couple of people that showed interest in receiving some. If you would please inbox me your, send something directly to me, giving me your address, I'd be happy to send you, one so that you can have one. I believe Nayuki also has a set of refrigerator magnets that the station has also ordered. However, I do want to say again, community printing is not the place to go to get printing. Doesn't matter to me. But if you want to wait 6 months for your order, don't use it. You can use them, but not for me. And one of the things that I wanted to report, because we have not met, is that the program, I wanted to let new members know that the programming committee, the outreach committee, and the development committee continue to work together collaboratively to work to raise funds for the station and also do whatever we can to support the station. That includes provide volunteers for the fund drives, for telephone volunteering. We have different events going on that give us visibility. We work together. And any of you new members who are willing to roll up your sleeves and put in the work, not just sit on meetings and give point of orders and point of clarifications, but to actually do some work that support the station, please, please, please be sure to check the website and attend these meetings, because we're doing great work. We're working collaboratively and we're working together to support the station in whatever means necessary. Thank you, Mayuki. Where we have had some pushback on how we are not trying to work collaboratively with the staff of WPFW, you've shown us that we have, and I appreciate you. Thank you again, and I appreciate you attending the last development committee meeting, and I'm looking forward to inviting you to the next few, although the next two are not going to happen. And that's it for my committee report. Thank you so much.
All right. Does anyone have any questions for the, Kamau? See your hand.
Just a quick comment. I would say that, any new member, that it's very important that you join a committee. You can't come into the organization, this board, and not be on a committee. In addition, as a new member, because I was a new member couple years back, it's also very important to understand how meetings run so that they're efficient and you're proficient in your points of order and how you address everybody and your colleagues in the meeting. So yes, I do agree with Irene that you want to get involved in all that you do, but it's a two-headed monster. So we want to know both. Thank you.
All right. Ron, I see your hand.
Yes, thank you very much. Irene, the development committee is going to be probably one of the very important committees, going forward in 24 because of, you know, we've got to come up with some ideas on how to raise money to, for the new station, for the relocation and things like that. So, I'll be joining your committee, to participate. I hope others do the same, but like I said, I think that's going to be a very, very important committee going forward in 24 to come up with some ideas about how we can raise money to support relocation.
And I appreciate anything you would do to help. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Ron. Eric, I see your hand, and I did get notice that
the time is up for the committee.
Okay. The segment, the end has come for it. But next is the program committee, program/LSB show committee report. So, Eric, I'm going to give you 1 minute of that report to go ahead and you got 1 minute, period. And Thomas, please take him with that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Irene, the U Street Jam has always been a very lucrative fundraiser. What is that still on the front burner, or what's wrong?
Okay. And Irene, let me answer that one. Eric, that is part of the outreach committee.
Oh, outreach.
Let's wait for them to do their report and they'll speak about it. Okay.
Duly noted. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. All right. For the program committee, we did have a meeting, and in our meeting, we basically identified areas that we are still waiting to get information on. Number one being, we need information about the grid. We were told in September that it changed, but we've not gotten any data. So we're still waiting to get that information. We're still waiting to get information on the programmer's Bill of Rights. And the question that is still out there is, who is the chair and when does that committee meet? We are willing and ready to work with the program director. And the statement made in the meeting was that if it turns out that the program director will only meet with members of the LSB board, then we'll, if that's what we're going to get, we'll take that type of meeting, because we do need to begin to plan for 2024 and where we can assist and how we can interact with the programmers. It's very important that we interact with the programmers, because we have that LSB show, and this helps us get to know the programmers and also help them get their name and their information out to the community. So that is a real important piece that we're working on, as well as trying to do whatever we can to be supportive of the station. And as Irene mentioned, program committee, outreach committee, and development committee, I'll say this, when you see one, you see the other two. So we do want to keep that going. And, let's see. I'm going to take a moment. Bill.
Yeah.
Curtis, please go ahead and share your, information about the actual, LSB show. Okay. And, okay. You have a couple of minutes.
Give me 1 second. Thanks. I'm sorry, I just lost my screen.
Can I just say something as I'm part of the host of the LSB show?
Absolutely.
I heard some very disparaging of remarks about how the show has been presented in the last couple of times, including hearing programmers. One of the things that I thought that we were supposed to do was support the programmers who volunteer, the programmers who are the meat of WPFW. If it weren't for programmers at WPFW, there would be no WPFW, because most of the folks that raise the money for WPFW, and you guys who have shows know this, if it weren't for you guys who are programmers, it would be no WPFW at this point of the game. So we try to feature programmers that we see are doing a great job, that need to get their personalities out there. The last show was featuring Brother Kaba, who has a fantastic show. But he may or may not have done well in the last fund drive, but we wanted to make sure that Brother Kava was featured because he has a great show. So,
okay.
If we're talking all about LSB, anything that's reported on the LSB show is what was reported at the meeting. And that's what some listeners are waiting to hear in case they miss the meeting, because our meetings are not being archived on the website right now. You cannot get a recording of our meeting.
Correction of that. Have a correction.
Okay. And there you go. And
there was a minute where we couldn't, but there was a moment where we didn't have them, but now they're there, but there was a time. So let's not give us a whole lot of talk about what we're doing on the LSB show. Anybody can be the LSB show host. Just sign up. Volunteer.
Thank you, Irene. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Please. So just briefly, for the last LSB show, I'm just summarize it. I'm not going to read this. So our goal was $600. We raised, on air $750. I know there's more that came in. I sent a check in, so it would have come up to $850, as of, well, this week. I guess they got the check. A total of 10 pledges came in, you know, from the DMV plus B, which is for Baltimore, which is my territory, during that broadcast. 3 from the district, 3 from Maryland, 0 from Virginia, 3 from Baltimore, and 1, pledge came in from West Virginia. Alona Elias helped me out with this, providing the much needed technical assistance, because actually, in truth, and I told her this, and I put it in writing to PD, the whole crew, the management crew, I didn't know what I was doing. So I asked for help. If they knew something that I needed to know, please let me know. But Alona Elias stepped in. She had other things occurring. Like, I think she was on travel and she broke off some time and really, helped me not really freak out, you know, in terms of doing the show. The engineers in the background, I thank him as well. And Vaughn Martin teamed up, to help with that fundraising drive. You know, I keep bringing up the, tally for Cash App, you know, so the total that we got was based on people calling in on the phone, not people who did Cash App, not people, obviously, they couldn't donate to us on the website because we are not listed, under something called the community comment section. And for Friday, if they're looking for, you know, because we're on Friday, if they're looking for Friday, the Friday designation has a Ron Pinchback's name to it, Chris, I don't know his last name, and a third person. So, you know, we're not there at all. And I hope we're put up there before the next pledge drive. Long before, like this month. Other things. So I had some recommendations, you know, I'm beating up on this, the drop down menu on the secure server. I mean, the secure donation page. You know, my thing is we should make giving money easy. People shouldn't have to be trying to, you know, type something in a little a white box on the screen. That is so inefficient for us, the organization, who obviously needs people to easily give us money. So any explanation that delays that, I'm like, that's really unacceptable in my world.
Okay.
So the other thing, just to say, in terms of a question, issues that were raised by our author, and he's talked to me about this directly, you know, about that show. I'm going to say, you know, we've got to give training to anybody that's on or who comes on the air. I had no training, and in my experience with the board and with the station, you know, I'm not the station, but with the show, reporting on the show, the observations and the comments come after. I wish somebody would jump in, get in my face and tell me X, Y, Z so that it would help to guide the process.
We usually get, I've gotten, feedback after, you know, I want some feedback, you know, up front. I can take it. So, you know, what else we have here? I was mentioning also on the air. I hope I mentioned that Von Martin was the, he also was the co-host. He was a great help.
He did.
Okay. On air, he asked me, he said, well, where's your LSB people calling in? No, I didn't have no explanation for that, but we need to keep in mind that we need to give. It's our show and it doesn't take a lot to give. You know, we could easily make, I think $600 is really low for what we're trying to do for this show. We could get $600 out of 20 of us. We just all pitched in a little bit. Don't take a lot. And we can easily exceed our financial goal for that hour and constructively contribute as part of the governance of WPFW. I appreciated the show. I appreciated doing it. I look forward to participating with Irene again, and getting some real technical training on how to construct the show. That's it for me. Okay. Chairwoman. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. For that. And I also have to share that I did contribute as well all the way from Oklahoma, but I put mine in that little box. So that's another reason that that was 75 more on whatever it is you have. So, you know, we just, everybody wants to be accurate and that's what we're looking towards. I see, how am I, I'm, Thomas, how am I with time?
Your time is ended. I want to say also, we missed the community standards and enforcement section of the agenda.
We didn't miss anything. I'm just trying to get through this. We have a little bit on the end, but I want to go back.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. I see, Ron and Vanessa, I see your hands are up. Let's see. We are really cutting it close here. Can I get the okay of the board to give each one of them maybe a minute to share whatever they would like to share regarding this part of the report? Is there any objections? Okay. Thank you, guys. Go ahead, Ron, and then Vanessa. Again, it's a minute each, please.
Hey, real quick, Bill, congratulate you for exceeding the goal for that hour. That's been the first time in a long time, that the LSB show has achieved such a thing. And, I read your report and, I find that, very, very helpful, and incredible. And one of the things that you mentioned, it was that, the show does talk about issues and things like that. But I think the emphasis, gotta always remain with the LSB business, informing the listeners of LSB business so that they can ask questions or make statements about that. We got enough shows dealing with the national platforms and the international platforms and everything else. But that show is because you only have one set out of a month. Should focus on LSB business and the programmers. There's no argument there because they are a vital resource for us. So, finding a balance of the two, can be very successful. And, once again, I congratulate you for pulling that off during the last drive. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I also want to say, we have reached our goal, during the last pledge drive as well. So this is not the first time reaching our particular goal. And I will also add just to say, Ron, it's still developing. I mean, you have people on there, myself, Irene's been on, Donna's been on there.
Oh yeah. So I understand. You know,
it's still developing. It's still growing. And personally myself, I listen very keenly for anybody who wants to offer up suggestions. So I appreciate what you're saying. Thank you so much.
All right, Vanessa.
Okay, so 2 points. I appreciate the way that the LSB show committee, tries to be democratic. I remember years past, it was sort of taken over by two people who hijacked it every month. That's not happening now. However, having said that, I am deeply concerned that something so inappropriate happened on that show. That was deeply, deeply inappropriate to air that kind of information on the show in order to present a particular perception of management representatives. The other issue is that Irene made a statement about Arthur, who made reference to programmers being interviewed. Arthur said, I have no problem with programmers being interviewed. He is a programmer. Decades, he is a programmer. His problem was that it was not interactive enough in terms of getting calls from listeners. He was a listener. He called in and was told 15 minutes until the show ended, 15 or 20 minutes until the show ended, that there was no time for him. That was the comment. There was no objection to interviewing programmers. And I'll add, I think it's a great idea.
Oh, I'm also...
All right, Bill.
Just real quick. In terms of that call, we weren't even aware that a call came in.
Bill, I'm trying to make sure I'm not muted.
I'm zipped.
Okay, basically, thank you. We do need to move forward to finish up the items on the agenda. And thank everyone for their comments and concerns. And one message that is still being missed when this is put out there is those questions did not come from the LSB board. Those questions came from the community. So, you know, please, when we talk about things, make sure that we identify, and Arthur McLeod wouldn't have known, but that came from the community. It did not come from the board. Okay. But we did tell the community we would bring them a response to the questions that were sent. The next item on the agenda, it says evaluation committee here. And, at this time, I don't think we have the evaluation committee in place because the chair of that committee, had stepped down, but we do need to reactivate it, and that will come under the, new, year when we have our new delegates. I mean, new board members join us. So, that is something that, would be put in place. And also along with that, what was brought forward was, and mentioned was the committee for the search committee for the general manager. So we've got two things that here would be working together. So I would say this to the LSB board, that, we'll be coming together with some dates to be sent out to people to see when we can come together. And this would be during the month of December to come up with dates to, talk about number one, and Kamal brought it up, a workshop on, understanding the, financial information that's shared, a workshop, an orientation of sort with new members. And I'm moving with, evaluation committee and unfinished business or new business. So I'm bringing all three of those together to say that those dates will have to be identified so they can be voted on by the board, so we have dates to move forward with. And the other part to this is during the month of December, when we bring into the board our new board members, that we will at the same time be looking to elect a chair person for the board, a vice chairperson, a secretary, and a treasurer. So individuals who have an interest in any of the three positions I've mentioned, chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, please provide your names. And that information, and let's see. I'm thinking if there are individuals, let me go back, and I'm going to ask Ellen here. I think if I remember on when we were on the board that these names are people can nominate, self-nominate themselves, and that can be done even tonight. And additional names would be added at the next meeting. So we do need to start thinking about individuals to take on those roles for that time for our next meeting. And following that, in the meeting in January, we need to be looking at members to be representatives to the PNB board. So that the PNB board members serve 1 year. So those seats will also be open for people to be nominated to take those positions and represent WPFW with the PNB. And I did say thank you to individuals that joined, said individuals, we have some individuals that are leaving, but let me just go back. I saw in the chat that I did not acknowledge Verna Avery Brown, and I think there were a couple of other people who are coming back to the board's staff members. I don't think I really mentioned the staff members other than Ambrose Lane Jr., but take this as not being anything other than not being able to read my own notes that I had made for myself. But the board, and I'm hoping that as we move forward, people for 2024, we need to move forward and move this board forward and become active. I heard some voices that made commitments to do some things here tonight. And we want to see you working and helping us to move the station forward in 2024. Bill, I did not forget the other committee. So, and everyone can say, well, she's all over the place, which she is, because I'm getting tired. And I see Dennis' hand. I see Sarah's hand. But Bill, let me let them speak first, and then we'll go to your part. Okay. Let's see, Sarah and then Dennis.
Madam Chair, I'd be very happy to be the technical arm on that committee that's looking for the new general manager.
Okay. Thank you for volunteering, Dennis.
Yeah, this is sort of, it's kind of new business, but I just wanted to say that I really like the idea of encouraging motions to come before the meeting in advance so we can all read them and be prepared. I had a question about the requiring that every motion come through committee. That strikes me as unnecessarily restrictive. I just wanted to make that comment. Although I do think the idea of coming in advance is, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Madam Chair, can I just be, what happened to the outreach committee? The outreach committee is waiting to do that.
Thank you. Violetta, I didn't see anything. I am so sorry. Yes, please. And that's what I get for stepping away from, and I see it, I'm looking right at it. But Violetta, please go ahead, and then Dennis, I have a comment to share with you, and then Mr. Tatum, I see your hand. And thank you, Wayne, I see that you have to leave, and the attempt was to try to hit the 9:30, but we're just gonna be going a little bit over. Violetta, please go ahead.
Okay, so the outreach committee met on Tuesday, November 6th. Present were Marsha, Sabu,
Arthur, Irene, Marcia, Martha, Minerva, Gloria, and myself. We discussed the town hall and, which we're going to have at the beginning of the year, and the possible locations will be Plymouth Congregational Church, the Festival Center, or New Bethany Baptist Church. Minerva is going to talk to the pastor, see if the Wi-Fi has been updated, and the date and time, we're going to choose three dates and let the GM and the PD know in advance so they can make sure to keep the date open. And we will be requesting that all LSB committees and members be in attendance. And the committee is looking at the last town hall agenda to create the one for this one. We discussed the newsletter. Let me turn this down. Arthur has been working on a WPFW newsletter. Included in the newsletter so far is an interview with programmer Candy Shannon, a discussion with Gloria Turner about the history of the annual Blues Festival, and the results of the WPFW Spring Pledge Drive. Information about the memorial for Dr. Sandra Butler Truesdale, and an update on the new CAB members, and the results of the recent election, and an update on Pacifica will be included in the newsletter. As far as new business, we discussed the issue of whether the CAB and the Outreach Committee overlap. After a discussion, it was concluded that no, it doesn't. Each one operates independent of the other, and the WPFW refrigerator magnets are now available. Those are the ones that Irene discussed. They will be used to help promote WPFW. And a question was raised about the creation of two magnets, and that was discussed because one was created by the development director and the other by the development committee, just hoping in the future that there could be better coordination, and pointed out the fact that money could have been saved if just one magnet was made. We discussed developing a communications protocol regarding a proper response to emails. For instance, if someone is CC, that person is not expected to answer back. It keeps some of the flow from overflow from happening. And the outreach committee would like to know what is taking place with the new WPFW grid, and that was supposed to be available in September. We also discussed the Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival. WPFW normally has a table at the festival for free. However, because we don't have a decent amount of trinkets to distribute to those who attend the festival, we might not set up a table. So that's a work in progress. Hopefully we can get some stuff to put on the table. And to answer Eric's question, the Youth Street Jam, Gloria had looked into having it last year, and we're hoping to have it next year. There was an issue of location and some other logistics that it didn't happen. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Violetta. I see three hands up. And like I said, Irene, John, and then Vanessa. Please, Irene, go ahead. Irene.
Minerva, I'm okay. Sorry. It was
that's
up
okay.
From the previous. I apologize.
That's okay. All right. John.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to go backwards a minute to something that Dennis said about the motions. Whenever someone has a motion that they want to bring forward at the next meeting, the procedure is to notify the secretary of the motion. And so, once that motion has been noticed to the secretary, if it has something to do with business that has already been discussed, then it would come under unfinished business. But however, if that motion is brand new, then it would come under new business. Now, the advantage that motions have coming out of committee reports is because all the committee reports are before unfinished business or new business. And so those motions can come out of committees and they can be voted on right and then and there after the committee report is over. So, in no way, does this prevent people from making motions before the meeting. And the secretary, as a courtesy, can inform the rest of the board members of the motions that she has received. They're called previous notice motions, motions that you want to bring up at the next meeting. And that's properly called previous notice. Thank you. And that's all for me.
All right. Thank you, John. Now, Vanessa Irene. I see two names.
We are not the same.
And then I said,
no, we are not.
I know. I said Vanessa Irene.
Okay. So
Vanessa, please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to say, Violetta, great job. A lot of good work is being done. Appreciate the report. If you happen to need any help with securing a space from Plymouth, maybe you've already have that done, but that is my church. And I would be happy to help if any assistance is needed.
Okay, thank you for that. We will reach out to you if needed. That was one of the choices. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Tatum, I'm a little confused about that. What you just clarified. I'm a little confused about what you just said, and I just want to say that there's a little confusing about that, because when we're trying to get clarification as to what we can say or not have a motion on, but that's a little confusing to me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Irene, what I'm going to say here is that in terms of what Mr. Tatum just said, is that we do more research into it, because the reason that this was put in place is we find that there are numerous motions that are brought to the floor that have never been discussed in a committee, and most of the ones that come forward are motions that deal with committee type activities. So, you know, that your statement that you just made, Mr. Tatum, I heard you. I heard what Dennis said, but I do know that, I need to look into that. So I thank you for you sharing what you did. Go ahead, Irene.
So what I understood from the bylaws is that when we do our committees, This is the way that it goes. The committees under the LSB make a recommendation to the LSB to do whatever it may be. And then the LSB either adopts that recommendation or not and makes that recommendation to the PMB, because we really have no power there. Or we make that recommendation to the staff of WPFW and they either adapt it or they don't, but they have to tell us whether or not they want to adapt that recommendation. And so I'm confused, because I've always thought that subcommittees did make a recommendation to the bigger committee, and then whatever is done is moved forward to do whatever. So I think that that's where we have a loss of how things are done. And Robert Rules of Order says that, we only make recommendations. What we say is not the rule of whatever. It's a recommendation for the committee, us subcommittees, like me as a development committee chair, or by letter, or you as programmer. We make recommendations to the LSB, and then the LSB adopts that. So we really need to make it clear of how that point of order goes. That is a point of order. How we should do things. We really should make it clear.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
I'm not talking about recommendations. The way I interpreted what Dennis said, we're talking about motions. There's a big difference between motions and recommendations. Now, when a motion comes forth that pertains to the WPFW LSB, then the board votes that motion to approve it or not to approve it. Now, when you come to recommendations, you can recommend anything, but it's not approved. I mean, if you want to recommend that the PMV do something, of course, that recommendation will have to go to them and they will take that under advisement. But right now, I'm speaking of, and I think Dennis is too, motions that pertain to WPFW LSB, if they're made ahead of the meeting and given to the secretary, then those motions can come up under unfinished business or new business, whatever the category is. Whereas motions coming out of committees can also, that pertain to committees of the LSB, can be voted up or down as soon as the report is finished and the motion is made, up or down. Recommendations are just those, you know, these are my ideas. I think this is a good idea, blah, blah, blah. Recommendation. We're talking about motions. Motions have to be seconded.
Okay, all right.
But brought up and voted up or down. Thank you.
And you're correct. The Dennis's information was about motions. It was not about recommendations. And my response was just what I stated, that basically, if we have committees, why do we not use them? You can use the board meeting as a big committee, but why would you do that to the individuals attending the meeting and to the public? So, you know, that's just my comment, and I hear this. And I see three hands up, Irene, Kamal, please. And then Bill, you're next. Irene, I need to let them speak. Okay.
Madam Chairman, I'm not sure what segment of the meeting we're in. None of the segments that you called out, unfinished business, new business, or actions, allocated this much time.
Okay. And with that being said, I'm going to, at this time, and even though I mentioned Bill and I mentioned Kamal and I mentioned Irene, you're right. This item was not and is not on the agenda. So basically, we didn't expand our agenda. So the agenda has been covered, and I'm open for a motion to go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Madam, I
motion
Madam
to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Seconded.
Okay, so at this time, we're going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting, and I thank everyone for taking part in it, and have a good evening, and look for information
I'm confused.
Coming out
you can,
regarding other
all
activities.
All you need is a second to adjourn?
You need a second. And all yeah, in need, favor.
I did yeah, second it. To, it was seconded.
Okay.
Hold on. Seconded.
Can I get an all in favor?
Can I get a motion to adjourn without objection?
I object.
Okay.
Let's
all
vote.
All right, then we'll vote. All right, Ellen, would you call the roll, please?
Madam Chair, I have a quick request for information if it can come in at this point. What is the basis of the objection?
There's none.
It doesn't matter.
You don't have to state it.
Hey, okay. Ellen, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Irene?
Agree to adjourn.
Okay, so yours is a yes to adjourn, and if someone doesn't want to adjourn, it's a no. Y'all is not here. Thomas Blanton?
Yes.
Karen Briggs is not here. Sarah?
Yes.
Verna Avery Brown. Verna, is she still there? Verna?
If she doesn't respond, she just keep going, okay. Please.
She's opening up now. Verna, yes or no? Okay, I'll keep going. Wayne Bruce?
Wayne has left the meeting.
Okay. Bill Curtis?
I vote yes to adjourn.
Okay. And Verna Avery has left the meeting. I see her on the thing.
Okay, let's please go on. You can come back to her.
Okay. Violetta?
Yes.
Vanessa?
No.
Okay, Vicky's not here. Wanda?
No.
Okay. Sue Goodwin? Sue Goodwin. Is she still there?
Let's keep going.
I'll keep going. Donna's not here. Kamau?
No.
Okay. Julie?
Yes.
Arthur? Hyland?
Yes, adjourn.
Patrick Morrison?
Patrick has left the meeting.
Okay. Lucy's not here. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Eric Ramey?
Yes.
Adele?
No.
And Dennis, is he still there? Dennis?
Assume that they're not there if they don't answer.
Okay. All right. I'll just go on. Karen, no. Who else didn't answer? Verna didn't answer. Sue didn't answer. Okay. Now I'll count. So the no's were 1, 2. 3.
Count the yeses first, 4. Ellen.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Verna is there.
Excuse
She's
me.
She's there, but she didn't answer.
Please.
Point
please.
Of order.
At point of order, the count is being made. You can't interrupt like that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's 8 yeses. And somebody can check on me.
8 is correct.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's I have. 5 no's.
And that is also correct.
Okay. And then Minerva, what do you say?
Yes.
Okay. So that's 9 yeses. So the yeses mean that we will adjourn.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Everyone, have a good evening. Take care.
Good Bye-bye. Meeting, Madam Chair.
Okay, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good meeting.
Take care.
Have a good evening, all.
Teamwork makes the dream.